This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The Federal Trade Commission is banning non-compete agreements. According to the FTC, about 18% of the workforce in the U.S. is covered by these agreements, which stops them from working for competitors or starting a new competing business when leaving a job. That's about 30 million people. The rule would ban these agreements for workers and force companies to let current and past employees know they will not be enforced. Pro-business groups are expected to try to use legal action to block the rule from going into effect. The first witness in the Trump hush money trial in New York explained to the jury Tuesday about how a news magazine can help kill a damaging story or scandal for someone. Trump himself claims the trial is an effort to subvert his political campaign by tying him up in court all the time. USA's John Schaefer with more.
After the second day of testimony, former President Trump is challenging the legitimacy of his trial.
The case is a sham. It shouldn't be tried. It shouldn't have been submitted.
Trump alleges that the trial is orchestrated by President Biden to hinder him from campaigning. Earlier, prosecution witness David Pecker, the former head of the National Enquirer, claimed that he directed payments through Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, to suppress a story about an alleged affair with a Playboy model.
Pro-Palestinian protests are escalating on college campuses across the country. Demonstrators at Columbia University are demanding that the Ivy League school divest from companies they accuse of benefiting from Israel's, as they call it, violations of international law and Palestinian rights. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says it's time to stop the protests now.
We should address this while it is just a spark.
This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
U.S. prosecutors have charged four Iranians in connection with a hacking campaign aimed at American federal agencies and sensitive data from defense contractors. According to an indictment unsealed in the Southern District of New York, the targets included the U.S. State and Treasury Departments, along with over a dozen companies. The hacking occurred between 2016 and 2021 and impacted more than 200,000 devices containing sensitive or classified defense info. Political commentator Tucker Carlson is being blamed for stoking anti-Ukrainian sentiment against Western interests. That accusation from Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Tucker Carlson, who in my opinion ended up where he should have been all along, which is interviewing Vladimir Putin.
The Senate set to pass a sweeping foreign aid package that includes more than $60 billion in military assistance for Kyiv on a bipartisan basis. It's quite a rare reason, but it saved a Belgian man from a DUI charge. USA's John Schaefer.
A Belgian man suffering from auto-brewery syndrome, a rare condition causing his body to produce alcohol, is being acquitted of drunk driving. His lawyer told Reuters it's another unfortunate coincidence that her client does happen to work at a brewery. According to Belgian media, the judge noted that the defendant wasn't showing symptoms of intoxication.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. There are still millions of people who are longing for the peace that only Christ can give, and we're determined to share His love in any way we can. The Tide 3rd Annual Race to Share the Gospel invites participants to run, walk, bike, hike, or even swim 13 miles in 16 days to make an eternal impact on the lives of millions around the world. The race will kick off on Saturday, April 27th, and end on Sunday, May 12th. This year, the Tide Ministry aims to raise $15,000 to directly enable new outreach in the Balkan region of Eastern Europe. Holding this virtual race gives fellow believers the opportunity to tangibly participate in what God is doing worldwide. To learn more about the Tide Race to Share the Gospel and how you can participate regardless of where you live, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, first step is we've got to admit that we're on the wrong track, and a majority of Americans have done that. They admit we're on the wrong track. The opportunity and challenge here is, what does the right track look like? Especially in light of the indoctrination, the governmental propaganda, and all that's going on, the idea that where the culture sits today in terms of relative truth, this all is compromising our clarity and understanding of what the right track is all about. This is why our Constitution is so vital and our Declaration of Independence is so vital to us, because that really serves as our North Star. That is the standard, and that's what we should be measured on. We should be measured on, are we true to the Constitution? You know, if we're still in agreement that that's the ruling document. Most people put it out there. Even Joe Biden, who violates it all the time, admits that the Constitution is still there. But it's got to be more than there. It has to be active. And we have to be participants, all of us, including the President of the United States, active in pursuing the foundations and all the principles that are noted so clearly in our Constitution. Scott Powell is with us. Scott is the author, member of the Committee on the Present Danger China, and senior fellow at Discovery Institute. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Good to be with you.
Always good to be here talking about the things that are foundational to this country. I mean, if we're going to get it back on track, then we got to figure out where we lost track and what is contributing to this. And meanwhile, warnings abound. You know, we continue what is becoming a series here in talking about the Bezmenov plan. You note that 40 years ago in your recent commentary, this KGB director, defector, Yuri Bezmenov, revealed the systematic plan the Soviet communists used to take down target countries and establish a replacement communist type society and regime. And now his discourse is being reinforced by a Chinese defector immigrant, Xi Van Fleet, who's been on a crusade to warn Americans about these parallels, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I loved your introduction, Bill, in your commentary on the Constitution, because the Constitution is really the bulwark. It is our chief defense against tyranny and mm-hmm. false ideology, a false agenda, which is really what the communist agenda always has been. First of all, we know that communists don't believe in God. Mm-hmm. They believe in the superiority of man's rationality. They don't believe in freedom and democracy. That has been exhibited in every single communist country ever established. They are all right. tyrannies that deprive the people of their rights and their freedom. This is uniform. There's no exception to this.
There's no personal property. Right? You own nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, property, of course, is integral to freedom. I mean, property is sort of the bulwark against the encroachment of government. Mm-hmm. And that was John Locke, who was one of the major contributors to the Founding Fathers thinking about structuring our government, that is the Constitution, that property and property rights were absolutely essential. And it's interesting how, you know, life, liberty, Locke originally had in his writings that freedom was defined by life, liberty, and property.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence, you know, he changed that. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Right.
But the founders in general understood the imperative of property ownership. And the communists have always had that in their crosshairs. You know, their strategy is not that hard to understand. You know, the first stage of the Bezmenov demoralization is to undermine the Judeo-Christian beliefs and customs and habits and traditions that are really foundational to we as Americans.
Well, that would be to any country. I mean, it isn't necessarily whatever it is that is your driving force your reason, you know, for morality or whatever you want to call it. That's your belief system. Okay, so they attack your belief system. In this particular case, because America is a Judeo-Christian country, that's what they're going after. But in other countries, they went after whatever it was that they fundamentally believed in, right? So I want to make sure
people understand. You got it.
Okay.
Like in China, for instance, China never had a democratic tradition. In fact, democracy was unknown in Asia up until World War II. And it was only after World War II that democracy began to be established in Asia. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know that. That, you know, half the world's population have only lived under various tyrannical type governments because democracy was an unknown political concept in the most populous part of the world until, you know, the United States helped win the war and introduced democracy to Japan and then Korea and elsewhere. And of course the British influence in India also had an impact. But anyway, let's get back to the main topic. But you're so right that in China, you know, it was Mao Zedong who tried to destroy all of the Chinese history, separate the people from any memory of what Chinese traditional values were, you know, the customs, the traditions. And China really has a great history. That was to be destroyed because the communist man must be totally remade.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first stage is demoralization. That's the Bezmenov first stage. And he pointed out when he made his, when he spoke to the American people back in the 1980s, this is 40 years ago, he said that the demoralization is already pretty well accomplished in America. 40 years ago.
Right.
And he went on to say the next stage is disorientation or destabilization. And that strategy, which builds on demoralization, focuses on increasing society's disorientation. You know, a condition wherein the masses would feel bewildered and helpless.
And
I think we're there now.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
much in America. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can think of all the traditions. I mean, we're confused over the sexes. I mean, right?
It's all intentional.
Exactly.
All
intentional. This is the slide that we're on, ladies and gentlemen. So all this is playing out. So go ahead. So we have demoralization. Now we're disoriented, confused.
I think it's worth talking about this second stage disorientation because it fits into the COVID-19 period so well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this so-called pandemic really caused massive disorientation, you know, because of the mask mandate, the social distancing, the quarantines, the lockdowns, the abandonment of tried and true medical practices of preventive and therapeutic medicines. That was all thrown out, you know.
What happened, there was such a breach of trust. Scott, people didn't know who to trust anymore.
That's right.
We couldn't trust the medical community. We couldn't trust our government. And then all of a sudden you say, well, the educational system is corrupt. That's a mess. our judiciary is corrupted, and so you've got a breach of trust that's going on, and trust is foundational. That's all tied into step one, right? That goes into
Absolutely.
Two and all the other steps as well. Look, and I tell you, we got to go to break, so we come back, we'll unwrap a little bit more of disorientation and go on to the other two with Scott Powell. Stay with us. It's 15 after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I'm Phil Hotzenfeller, the pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. I have a new book out with Charisma Publishing. The title, It's Midnight in America. You know the church is asleep and slumbering in the night. We're on the doorstep of the return of Christ. Every day we see more and more signs of His return, but are you ready? My new book, It's Midnight in America, will answer the most pressing questions about biblical prophecy, the last days. The book will help you connect biblical prophecies with current events. Diminish fear, find hope, and develop an unshakable faith for the days ahead. The book is available on Amazon. Get your copy today.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hey, glad you could stop by. Maybe a little civics class here with Scott Powell, member of the committee on this present danger, China, and senior fellow at Discovery Institute. It's important that we understand our history. As George Orwell wrote in 1984, he who controls the past controls the future. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're looking at. Yes, we are here and now, but what is America going to look like for our kids and our grandkids? Scott, as always, good to have you with us. I'm going to let you pick up where we left off, finishing up disorientation.
Well, people just came in. We're talking about the four stages of the communist subversion to take down a target society, and we are in the crosshairs here in America. Those four stages are, the first stage is a demoralization where you really sap the people of their beliefs, their connection to their heritage. The next stage is disorientation or destabilization. Third stage is a crisis. And the last stage is making the new communist-type society the norm,
right.
The normalization.
The new normal.
We were talking about disorientation and how we could see that through the COVID period. We all know that, you know, that everything was changed. I mean, we had mandatory mass mandates, social distancing, we had lockdowns, things were closed, businesses, schools, churches were closed, but liquor stores were, you know, were protected to be open. Small businesses had to close, but the big box stores could stay open. I mean, it was like a campaign against the small businessman during COVID.
That and Christianity. Let's close all the churches, right?
Yes, but the
strip clubs are open. You know, that's
right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we can see more on this disorientation that happened as part of this COVID crisis was that, you know, the ginned up racism after the death of George Floyd. And that triggered the rioting, the looting, the destruction of several billion dollars worth of property and the tearing down of historic statues and more. It was all part of this disorientation. And it advanced further when people realized that the law and order authority usually that's the police, the courts, appeared unable or unwilling to effectively stop the destruction going on in big cities across America. I mean,
exactly.
We're looking for order. Where are they? I mean, there's no very few arrests, but over 100. I looked at another statistic in research last night that they had the number at 2,000 police officers were injured during this time,
right?
And 33. But the disorientation may have reached its peak, actually, when many of these cities that were ravaged, they began to initiate efforts to defund the police. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is insanity. For the average person observing this across America, they go, this is very disorienting. What is going on here?
Exactly. No, and to think about it, George Floyd, here you've got this drug-addled criminal who ignites this this next phase of disorientation that really just unleashed unbridled morality, unbridled common sense. It just went nuts, like you said, from defunding police, all the riotous activity. You've got CNN reporting mostly peaceful riots.
Right.
when they're on camera and in the background, you've got the city lit up, the takeover of police stations, Occupy, everything. I mean, it was just absolute tyranny that was unleashed and endorsed by blue state leadership.
Yeah, so now we go from disorientation to the crisis stage, which is the critical stage. But leading up to that crisis stage, in the disorientation period, we saw that there was an unprecedented effort, to change the election laws. I mean, first of all, the fear factor was ginned up through COVID, right? We were all fearful of going out, fearful of being exposed. So this was a perfect environment for Democratic operatives and in the summer months of 2020, visiting every swing state to effect change in each state's respective voting rules to accommodate, number one, expanded mail-in ballots, drop boxes, and extended vote tally deadlines. All of that happened. And all of that facilitates vote fraud. No election expert would say, oh, that's okay. Every election expert
But why, Scott?
You are opening the door to more vote fraud.
Exactly. And there were studies by a former president and a senator that did a deep dive, and they proved this to be the case, what, back in the 80s, 90s or something when they did their analysis? Okay, so, and even today, most people will admit, yes, if you do that, you are going to increase the chances of vote fraud. But yet, when the discussion of vote fraud comes up, I don't want to hear it. You know, Joe Biden is not my president. He was elected fairly. That's it. End of story. Full stop. Shut up.
Right. Well, that's also been a campaign. We've had, you know, we basically had a cooperation of NGOs, government agencies influencing social media. And a key player in that was the Election Integrity Project at Stanford University. And what they did during this time, leading up to the election of 2020, is that they got all the social media companies to agree that they needed to include in their terms of service a phrase called delegitimization. Mm-hmm. And they all agreed. Every single major social media company revised their terms of service. And then what they did is that they began to develop terms such as new election protocols and processes, issues and outcomes, vote flipping, mail-in ballots, early voting, drop boxes, Antifa. These became terms that were delegitimized to be included in any postings on the social media. So
exactly.
What the terms of service transformation did was it enabled the taking down by algorithms. You know, a simple algorithm could take all the sites down that made any mention of vote fraud, and it continued after the election, where they discredited anyone that questioned the election outcome. So there was really, the social media were corrupted by this process, preventing the American people from being able to do anything.
Therefore, what the everyday people were taking in, they're taking in corrupt information, and they are they're intellectualizing corrupt information. And so that's why this whole process is so corrupt. And people need to understand this, that it wasn't just social media. I mean, this thing you talk about, this was in a sense kind of a form, another form of a pandemic, an intellectual pandemic, so to speak, right?
Now, what happened, of course, is we did have massive election fraud in 2020. This is the crisis stage, and it's a crisis for America because America is, as you pointed out early on in the opening commentary, the Constitution gives our country legitimacy. And an essential part of our Constitution are elections that come frequently, because the founders were very wise in saying, look, we got to have frequent elections because corruption will creep into the government and people need to be able to vote out the bad actors, right?
Right.
Frequently.
Exactly.
Every 2 years you can vote out your congressman if he fails you. Unfortunately, most people do not follow what their congressman people do, and so they have a machine to get reelected. They get reelected. We have corruption getting reelected continuously, and that's why we're in big trouble right now.
Well, the machine. It's not just a machine. It's a mechanism. Because
it's more, exactly.
But it's all because this is systematic. The reelection. I mean, because what do you got roughly in 35 states roughly? I mean, they're either, very blue or very red, and there's not going to be any change, because it's already been, and Bill Pasco brought this up earlier, and I hadn't even thought about it, really, but he's exactly right, and that is the gerrymandering of the states. Yes, go ahead.
The crisis is we have an illegitimate government right now. We see the results of it, open border, economic disaster. You know, Afghanistan policy, we've demoralized our military. There isn't anything. The communist revolution is coming into America through this crisis period. And the last stage is the normalization. And believe it or not, there are some experts on subversion who actually argue that the lawfare that we see added on to everything else is the lawfare against Donald Trump, which is, again, demoralizing and disorienting.
Great. I love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablet, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
USA News Update. Later this week, severe thunderstorms could bring hail, wind damage, and tornadoes to the central U.S. The initial wave of severe weather is forecasted to impact the plains and Midwest beginning Thursday. Regions from northwest Texas to the western and central areas of Oklahoma and Kansas will face the risk of wind damage and large hail. The Federal Trade Commission is banning non-compete agreements. About 18% of the workforce in the U.S. is covered by these agreements. Pro-business groups are expected to try to use legal action to block the rule from going into effect.
3, 2, 1.
SpaceX launching a Falcon 9 rocket that carried 23 Starlink satellites from Cape Canaveral, Florida, Tuesday night. SpaceX says the mission marks the ninth flight for this Falcon 9 first stage booster. The satellites will live in low Earth orbit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, Small Business Days is a week-long opportunity designed to support the needs of small businesses across our country. Joining us today is tech expert Michelle Strong of Verizon Business. She's here to share how small businesses can take advantage of some free benefits. We love free. Free benefits, okay, of Small Business Days, and to discuss a new survey on Latino small businesses as well. Michelle, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, why is it so important to recognize the contributions of small businesses, and also tell us about Small Business Days, what it's all about?
Well, I'll tell you, this whole thing is about respecting the important role small businesses play in our overall economy. In fact, small businesses make up the majority of U.S. businesses, and they serve such a crucial role in the overall health of the economy. So from April 22nd through the 28th, so we are in it right now, Verizon is hosting SMB Days, and we want to offer small and mid-sized business leaders the opportunity to have a tech check inside of our stores with a Verizon business expert. And that's really going to help them understand some advice on connectivity and security and receive a personalized technology recommendation that suits their specific needs.
Wow, how cool is that? That's awesome. So absolutely free. What, they just go to their nearest Verizon and make an appointment, or how does this work?
Yes, we have a Verizon business expert at your local store. You can also visit Verizon.com/small business for more information and to also schedule an appointment.
Right. Excellent. And the value of this kind of consult that Verizon is, providing to small business, what a benefit. I mean, because we're talking, how many decades has Verizon been doing this, Michelle?
So many decades, and I'll tell you, I personally have been here for almost two. It's a pretty incredible place where we like to be part of these family-owned businesses and these small businesses to provide the support, because oftentimes they don't get to see all the businesses that we do in a day.
Exactly.
So we can help them with some blind spots and just identify some of the gaps that we really could help them with efficiency and profitability, and just being able to support their customers in a meaningful way.
Yeah, you see, and that was my point, is that the years of experience that you bring to the table that you're offering as a gesture to small businesses in these local communities, I mean, what an incredible gift. I mean, because you're talking, as you said, thousands upon thousands of businesses that, have gone ahead of and dealt with the challenges that these small businesses are starting to deal with. So this is going to give them an advantage, a serious leg up, right?
Yes. Exactly. We want to be able to help them with some solutions and even some things that they may not be aware of. And along with that, we've got some really great promotions going on for SMB days. So if we identify a gap in the business, we can show up with a free 5G phone with no required trade-in. We also have some security solutions. We have 12 months free on Verizon Business Internet Security Plus. So we really are trying to show up with solutions on the product side and also on the security side.
Well, Michelle Strong, tell us more about some of the tools that business owners can take advantage of during small business days. You touched on a few, but I want you to, let's unwrap a little bit more of that, if you would.
Yeah, so the ideal situation would be that a small business owner comes into a store and a Verizon tech expert can sit down with them and say, tell me how your customers reach you. Tell me how you're billing your customers. Do you have vehicles? Are you tracking your fleet of vehicles at all? There's so many different questions that we could ask to uncover specific needs of your business that would really be captured in that free tech check. Then we can help provide solutions. Some things you might need right now, right this second. Some things you might need in the future as your business grows with Verizon, but we can provide all of that end-to-end support.
Exactly. Well, Michelle Strong is the Director for Small and Mid-Sized Businesses at Verizon Business. In this role, she's responsible for leading a team of over 115 sales professionals in the Mountain West Territory of the U.S. to care for America's smallest businesses. And that's defined by anywhere from 1 to 9 employees across 11 states. So, when you're talking small business, I mean, this is the heartbeat of America.
Yes, it truly is. And like I said, they're the majority of our businesses. They are literally the backbone of our country.
Exactly. Ryan, let's talk about some of the trends that you discovered in the second annual Latino Small Business Survey. What stood out for you?
You know, we had a lot of growing optimism among our Latino-owned small business owners because they feel like their business is better off today compared to where it was a year ago. The majority of them also anticipate improvement in the economy over the next few months. So not only do they feel good about where they've come, they feel really good about where they're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I love, with Latino businesses, they're entrepreneurial by nature, aren't they?
Yes, and very family-oriented.
Exactly, because that's what they're doing. I mean, they're doing business, to support the family. But there's such a credo amongst Latinos that it's a natural deal. It's not like you have to really, kind of inject them with something, because it's already in them. It's a natural expression, and this is what I appreciate with small businesses in the Latino communities. What other details were revealing for you in this survey?
You know, we did find that one of the things they were worried about, while they are optimistic, the Latina small business owners are worried about how the economy might impact their customer relationships. So the majority expressed pretty high concern about the ability to create relationships with new customers and also maintaining relationships with existing customers.
Exactly. How about sharing some of the challenges and worries the small businesses are considering and dealing with?
Yeah, you know, this one really spans across everyone. We did notice it in the survey with Latino small business owners, but there's a lot of prioritization on technology investment and e-commerce. They're very concerned about network and computer system security, and it's because we're experiencing more cybersecurity incidents in the past year than ever before.
Yeah, that's interesting, because for some reason you would think, okay, but this is kind of a universal issue, you know, computer system, you know, security, because, the thieves out there, it's amazing how they up their game. I mean, it's like, what do they have, like Zoom calls and get together and figure out what's the latest hot ticket to work with or something?
They must, because these small businesses are really vulnerable. Their solutions need hardening, and they have fewer resources than these large companies. So we do want to show up and give them some security solutions along with some of the product solutions we have.
Yeah, when you talk about tech investment, you know, they're looking at this because this is all capitalization of their business. So they're taking their companies. I mean, they're not static. It's a dynamic experience, and they're looking to grow their businesses. And they see as they grow, they need to, you know, consider, you know, tech investment, as you pointed out, right?
Yes, exactly.
Well, as we wrap things up, Michelle Strong, I'm going to let you summarize, you know, this research and this study and how encouraged you are. And again, you know, an invite, you know, for small businesses to go to their local Verizon store and connect with the local tech expert that can empower them and, you know, and keep their businesses rolling, you know, in the coming years. Go ahead.
Yes. So I'll say in summary of some of the trends we discovered, a lot of optimism about where we've been and where we're going, but still the need for more and more security measures to protect these small business owners' investments. As far as SMB Days, we'd love to provide a free tech check in our Verizon store. Please visit verizon.com/smallbusiness. Come visit us for a free 5G phone. Get some Business Internet Security Plus on us for a year, and lots of other promotions to help your business run the best it can possibly run.
Check it out. Michelle Strong, Verizon Business Director of Small and Mid-Sized Businesses. Michelle, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Back with us 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're welcoming back my good friend Mark Hancock, the CEO of Trail Life USA. It's been a while since we've had a chance to connect. We were at NRB in Nashville several months back, and I think we were like passing ships. I kept seeing him several aisles away, and I just couldn't catch up with you. Your hair was on fire, and you were a man on a mission, Mark.
Well, Bill, it's always good to talk with you. And yeah, I realized that we didn't have our sit down. I missed that.
Well, that's okay. We're having it here now, you know, via the airwaves. Hey, and any way we can get together, it's always a joy. And, again, congratulations on all the great work that you're doing with Trail Life USA. For our audience, some, I'm sure, have come in contact with Trail Life USA through their churches and other, organizations and that. Give them, a sense of the mission and what you guys are doing, what you're accomplishing. And of course, we've got, we're going to have quite the camp out coming up this weekend, right?
Yeah, we do. We're excited about the camp up. But Trail Life USA is a Christ-centered, boy-focused character leadership and adventure organization for boys from kindergarten all the way up through graduation through until they turn 18, and then they become adult members. But what is, it's what you'd expect from an outdoor organization, troops and patrols and handbooks and uniforms and a robust awards program and fathers and sons and boys without dads, getting to be around Christ-centered men who become dad-likes for them. A great program. We've been around about 10 years. We now have been in over 1,200 churches, Bill.
Wow, that's awesome.
With, over almost 60,000 members now participating in, in Trail Life. There's Trail Life in every state.
Yeah, I want people to understand this has become organic. And you know why? Because when organic things work, they take off. It's a lightning bolt throughout the culture. And what Mark and the team have been doing at Trail Life USA in terms of blessing these kids and giving them some leadership. And, of course, we know and we report about it consistently, Mark, is that, you know, the current pandemic of fatherlessness is just so critical in our country. And what Trail Life USA is doing, you know, to participate in offering solutions in that realm is just stellar.
Yeah. I would say it's really something, and like you said, an organic kind of grassroots kind of development for Trail Life to grow as quickly as it has over the last 10 years is really filling a gap where, you know, dads are looking for ways to connect with their sons in the outdoors to get them off the screens, and in the digital world, single moms are crying out for men to surround their boys and help them to see what a masculine, godly man looks like. And
exactly.
and boys are loving the fellowship, and men joining the organization, we're not even boys in the program, but they're there to pour into the next generation of boys, and they found this real brotherhood. So it's hitting on a lot of cylinders.
Well, exactly. And Mark, you know, for some of those dads to say, look, I'm not an outdoor person. I don't even know the first thing of pitching a tent or, you know, lighting a fire or anything like that. I mean, you're welcome, you know, to come and participate in Trail Life. You'll be trained up, and before you know it, you're going to be a professional outdoorsman to the point that your wife's going to go, hey, what alien jumped into my husband's body here? He actually knows how to light a fire, and we're doing s'mores in the backyard now, you know, and all this good fun stuff that you learn in terms of outdoor stuff and adventure. Because the fact of the matter is, Mark, what makes this work, and people seem to ignore it in this modern age in which we live in, where you think it's all about video games and all that. God designed us for adventure. And Trail Life USA, to the core of its DNA, it is about adventure, isn't it? So that when some of these parents, you know, some of these dads may be reticent, think, oh, what am I getting into? Martinez talked me into this, you know. Mark talked me, hey, twisted my arm, I got to go. But when they get there, it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, why didn't I do this earlier, right?
Yeah, there really is a brotherhood that develops, and there isn't, you know, you're not showing up as the burly man who's ready to hike, you know, the tallest mountain. You know, you come as a dad or a man who's interested in helping the next generation, and it's really remarkable the men that are there, all sorts of skill levels. But, you know, even if you were a guy, you grew up not camping, it's like, man, you know, I feel like I missed something. Well, here's your chance to do it all over again.
Exactly.
And everything from the high adventure trips to just the simple car camping. I was at an event not too long ago, and Dad pulled up, opened his trunk, and pulled out a tent in a box that hadn't been opened yet from Walmart and a couple sleeping bags. And as he's sitting there setting it up for the first time, reading the direction, his little 5-year-old son ran up and just gave him a big hug and said, Dad, I'm already having the best time. You know, it was new to both of them, but they're loving it.
And meanwhile, the dad's all he's all wound up in parts and pieces of a tent and everything else. But but it'll be something they'll be telling stories about, you know, with the family forever because of that kind of fun adventure. We're visiting with Mark Hancock, his organization, Trail Life USA, is the CEO. What a vision. This is the largest Christ-centered, boy-focused, scout-type organization in the country. You know, when we grew up, Mark, it was all about the Boy Scouts, and sadly, it lost its sense of mission. It became compliant with the culture, and as such, you know, it's unfortunate because you have a lot of young men who participated in the Boy Scouts, you know, on through. And, you know, I started Cub Scouts, you know, and worked my way up through and to see what it's become. I mean, it's a sad commentary. And, Trail Life USA came into being because of this shortfall, this dramatic alteration in Boy Scout and outdoor life and that. And, the need that you're servicing here, it obviously, I mean, look what's happening, you know, in a short amount of time, all things considered. To be involved in just about every state of the union, churches, you know, participating because it is a Christ-centered, boy-focused, scout-type organization. So if you're thinking about something along these lines, moms, dads, I mean, this is something you need to check out. TrailLifeUSA.com, that is the website. You know, it might be a little bit late to get involved in this year's camp out, but you can plan for next year's. This year, the annual nationwide camp out will take place April 26th through 28th. I got to tell you, I'm a little envious. I wish I was going to be there with you because, you know, there's nothing like, outdoor life and open fire and, you know, being around like-minded people, you know, talking about Jesus, talking about, you know, the culture and, you know, lighting fires, pitching tents and all that good stuff, you know, and just having some good family fun, Mark.
It really is. We started this tradition with the National Backyard Camp Out during the pandemic. We encouraged families, get in your backyard and camp. You know, you get outside, do something besides being locked up in your house. And now, in the last 4 years, we've had over 100,000 families participate in the National Backyard Camp Out. Now we call it the Nationwide Camp Out, and it's this weekend. And you just camp in your backyard. You can build a tent with blanket, do a blanket fort in the living room. Whatever the idea is, to get your family together and to do something different. And if you can explore in your backyard, you can find a trail of troop to link up with. We've got about 300 trailmen camping near our headquarters Friday and Saturday night. I might swing by there and say hi to them. Try to visit some other places too. It's just a great opportunity to kind of begin to explore the outdoors with your family.
Yeah, and I want to clarify that because I may have given people the wrong idea that, because in most, camping events or campouts, like you think like a jamboree, like everybody's coming to a single place. But basically what you're doing is you're turning everybody's backyard into a camping area, right?
Exactly. We're inviting all families just to participate that weekend. Like I said, we started during the pandemic and it was all over Fox News and everywhere picked it up because it's, hey, here's a great idea for us to kind of get out from under this. It's hard for us to remember what things felt like back then. But we have families camping in their backyards, families that never camped before. And like I said, the family with younger kids, they send in pictures of just.
I was going to say that must be awesome. That must be awesome. Just looking at all the pictures that come in from all across the country.
It was beautiful. We had hundreds of pictures and videos that were sent in. We had a website where they could post everything to, and people all over the country were camping out. And so now it's become a tradition. So it's this weekend.
How rewarding for the team is that, Mark?
It's amazing, especially during that dark time. It was so good to see the videos and the pictures of families having a good time. And now that we do it every year, we have families that are looking forward to it, and they look for it. They may not even be part of Trail Life, but they're saying, we're going to do this every year. And either they're waiting for a troop to start in their area, or maybe they're starting a troop, they're trying to get it up and running, and they're using the National Backyard Campout to get families together. But, it's really rewarding and satisfying to see families try something new, connecting with their kids in a different way.
Yeah, and like the Scouts, I mean, you got awards that you give out. I mean, people are participating. They're, engaged in this. We got about 2 minutes left, Mark. I love your stories. Share a story with us, about a family that, Trail Life has made a difference for.
Yeah, well, I can talk to you about a single mom out in California who raised her son and put him in Trail Life because she wanted him to be surrounded by godly men. And so he stood up in front of that troop, Bill, and he received the second highest award, was the Horizon Award. He's still working on our highest award, which is called Freedom Award. And he stood in front of that group of men and when he received that award, and he said, "I need to thank the men in this room." He said, "You taught me how to shave. And you taught me how to love Jesus." Mm. And I thought, those guys nailed it. And can you imagine being that single mom and says, "Yes, those are things that would just be kind of awkward or difficult. But the fact that my son is learning about Jesus from men and not just me, and that men are teaching him the practical skills that he needs, everything from how to deal with household chores and fixes and car stuff and all the practical stuff that it takes to be a good husband and a father in this culture, along with all the outdoor skills, which give them confidence and expose them to new opportunities. It was just a beautiful thing to think about. A single mom sitting there, tears in her eyes as her son is thanking that group. Job well done, troop. Good job, guys.
And I'm sure she's thanking God that God had inspired her to consider this, because what was the option? To be raised and influenced by godly men, or to be influenced by ungodly people on the street and just roll the dice and hope that your kid doesn't get in trouble, right?
Yeah, and there's good men in our churches, but to gather on a weekly basis with men in the outdoors is such a good positive influence on young men that it's just a powerful thing.
Remind everybody of the website to check out, Mark Hancock.
TrailLifeUSA.com, two L's in the middle, TrailLifeUSA.com. In fact, we got a couple free books right now for download.
Table Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a